So today's Kenyan is according to my count, we're up to number 11, and that's Dikdu Chavirim. There's two girsalas here. Some have the girsa of Dikdu Chavirim, and some of the girsa of Dibdu Chavirim. So two different girsalas. Dikdu Chavirim is to be very medactic in what your chavirim are saying. Dibuk is just being with friends, clinging with friends, and we'll discuss each one on its own in two different yourselves here. So what's Dikdu Chavirim? What's the Pashup Shad over here? So Tiferes Yisrael says like this. Tiferes Yisrael says Dikdu Chavirim means Kadesh Yishma Mashi Daktiku Heim Belimud Shal Rav. You want to hear what your Chavirim took out of the Limud from the Rebbe. Meaning, what's the Pashup Shad? Everybody has different minds. Every single person thinks differently, is makabel information differently. People pay attention differently in shir sometimes, you know. Some are more attentive than others. And the maisa, what you heard from the Rebbe, we heard from shir, might be different than your chavar heard. It might be because he was listening more closely than you were, or vice versa. It might be because you think differently than him. And the point that jumped into your mind, the point that you chopped out of shir, and he chopped differently, or he didn't even chop, but he chopped something different than you chop. And we both could be right, because it could be the Rebbe was saying both nekudos, and I missed one, he heard the other, or vice versa. It could be that I was medayik at one way, he's back the other way, and they're both part of the kavana of the shir. Or we understood things that we didn't chop. Maybe I chopped it wrong, maybe you chopped it wrong. And there's many ways to approach taking in a shir. So Dikdu Chavirim would be, after hearing from a Rebbe, Divrei Torah, to speak to a friend and say, what did you take out of that shir? How did you understand it? Is this the point that you thought was the ikar point that we made? How did you take in that point? And discuss it with the friend as a Dikdu Chavirim to medaktik and how he took in the words of the Rebbe. It's also, some learn, that a medaktik, Dikdu Chavirim means before the Rebbe, in front of the Rebbe, during shir. Meaning, sometimes we're a little bit ashamed, we're a little bit embarrassed to speak up and share. Everyone has that feeling sometimes. But Dikdu Chavirim could mean that in front of the Rebbe, it's important to start talking about what's going on, asking questions, talking and learning, in order to draw in from that share. There's another kinyan we'll see, Mirtzah Hashem, today or tomorrow, Pilpul HaTamidim, which is different. Pilpul HaTamidim is more the discussion amongst the Tamidim to be able to be mechadesh, to chat, more amongst themselves. Not just being medakdek from the shir, but speaking it out. Dikdu Chavirim, which first starts understanding it, is more being medakdek from the shir itself. What do you take in from the shir? I want to maybe focus on another aspect of this. Dikdu Chavirim, it has a hanacha in it. It means that the hanacha is that you have somebody who's a chaver to you. Well, what's really a chaver? What's a good friend? How do you define that? Because Dikdu Chavirim only really works if the guy is actually your chaver. So who is it? How do we define that? So I want to just maybe share with you two things. There's a Rambam that I really find to be very important. It's a Rambam in Pirshas Mishnayos and Demai. And we know that in Mishnayos, a Talmid Chacham is called a chaver. A chaver is someone Mishnayos as opposed to Amaris. Amaris is somebody who's not so careful in halacha. And a chaver is careful with halacha, is careful in Tumah Tahara, is careful in Maestras. Machlokes is exactly what defines a chaver, a few different shitas on it in the Mishnayos. But Lamaisa, a chaver is the guy who is careful about Torah mitzvahs, and the Amaris is not so careful. Those are opposites in Mishnayos. So why is that called a chaver? Right, he's a chaver. Why is he called a chaver? So the Rambam says, Ulai nikru ubazeh, maybe we call a Talmud Chacham a chaver. Why? Ki chevrasam ze lazeh, chever nemana, ki chever l'shem shemayim. The deepest, the most real type of chevra is between people who are doing it l'shem shemayim. A chavrusa, somebody that you speak about with them, in yonim of shemayim, that creates a very deep relationship. To the point where the chaver with the capital ches, the way the Mishnah is referred to as a chaver, is Talmud Chacham, because they're actually chaverim. They're true friends to one another, because their friendship is Hashem Shemayim, and that creates what he says, a chaver nemana, a real faithful, a real deep, real sincere friendship, which goes beyond just the guy you play ball with. You can have a friend, we like playing basketball together. Can I have a friend who happens to, who reads the same books that you like to read? Can I have a friend who happens to like the same sports team you like? But the friend that you grow together in Ruchnius becomes your deepest friend, and that's because it's all the Shem Shemayim, and you're working for the betterment of each other, trying to bring each other out to the greatest Madriga. So we're trying to define, you know, what's a good friend. It's friends that look out for the good of each other. You're trying to find somebody who you look out for his good, he looks out for your good, and together you're able to steig, to grow. You know, together as one. But Lamaisa, if you have a friend who doesn't seem to bring out the best in you, then sometimes we have friends who might be very cynical. Maybe they're mechazik us in doing the wrong thing. Maybe they make us do things we're not comfortable with. Maybe we feel they're not a good hashpa upon us. It's not really a good friend. I'm not telling you to do with the guy, that's a different discussion. But he's not a friend of someone who's trying to do the best for you. He's trying to look out for your best, trying to help you grow as a person, and help, you're there to support each other and help each other do good things. Often, we often experience that. We have friends that we feel when we're with them, it lifts us up. We have friends we feel when we're with them, it pulls us down. Everyone has that. So the one who lifts you up, he's a good friend. The one who pulls you down, I don't know if we call that a good friend. So what do you do about it? Again, this is a separate discussion to have. What do you do about it? But it's a challenge. And like the Rambam says, the greatest friend are the friends who join together. It's a bonding with Shem Shemayim. A chavrusa, or just a chavr who you happen to really work together to grow. That's usually the deepest friendship you're going to have. So whether you hold dibuk chaverim or diktuk chaverim, both of them are built on the fact the guy's actually a chavr of yours. And a chavr is somebody who's trying to look out for your good. Like the Rambam says, a chavr l'shem shemayim is the deepest chavr you're going to have. Now, if you take the girsa of diktuk chaverim, it's a big focus on learning. And Lamaisa said something, you know, the Gemara says in a few places, Cherev al abadim and noalu, it says that those people who learn by themselves, there's a cherev upon them, it's a terrible thing, and they become very foolish. And you grow, it says that the elishim etapshin, you grow stupider if you learn by yourself. So yeah, you have to have people that you're able to throw ideas at, make sure you're getting it right. It doesn't mean you can learn by yourself, but if you don't have, you have to have somebody you speak to in learning. You have to have a Rebbe, you have to have some chabura, something. If you're only by yourself, the Gemara says, cherev al abadim, and it's metapshim. You know, they become foolish by doing it. So that's in learning. But dibuk chaverim, which is the other girsa here, dibuk chaverim is just speaking about being around friends. It's not necessarily focused on learning, but it's just that you have friends that you associate with. And there's a big positive as a kinyan of Torah to having friends. Now, what's the pshat? I would say the pshat's like this. Like we said before, everyone's mind is different. Everyone thinks differently. Everyone takes in the world differently. And if you're on your own, then you have one way of thinking. My way or the highway. That is it. There's no other way to think. No one's opening you up to new mahalchim, whether it be in learning or in life. There's no other approach. I'm in my own bubble. That's what it is. When you have chaverim that you associate with, so then what does that mean? It means that there's people that you have another perspective. You know, they help to fill in for you other ways to look at life, situations. You can discuss them with them and they'll give you a different approach. You can experience it with them and they experience it a little differently than you, and they open you up to new experiences that maybe you wouldn't have had on your own. They have a different mindset than you have. And it's a positive thing. Now, Adam is created to be. Adam is meant to be. Just a second. Adam is meant to be a creature of society. You know, that's how we're created. Now, so Rav Dessler actually asked the question. Rav Dessler says that in his Kursa Chesed, he discusses how life is about giving, not taking. So he says that if we are built that we are totally on others, then the Chura, we're all doomed to have takers around. Because if you need others' help in life, then you're going to take from them. But he discusses how the human being is meant to be part of a society. Rav Volba also discusses this, how we're meant to be creatures of society. That's who we are. And I'm not going to go into Rav Dessler's point, but there's a big mila in being part of a society, part of a tzibor, not being on your own. So there isn't an individual chaverim, and that allows me to come out of my own bubble, to expose myself to new things, to new approaches, in a positive way. The Rosh Shibakulam is marriage. You know, it says Al Kinyazam Adam Sish V'ishto, as Aviv V'imo, excuse me, as Aviv V'imo V'davak V'ishto. So you're leaving your parents and you're being misdabik to your wife. So what's the inyan there? So the inyan of marriage be'etzim is that women are very different than men. No matter what they tell you in modern liberal circles, women and men are very, very different. It's a metzias, it's a fact, there's no way around that one. But the challenge of marriage is that even though they're so different, they have to learn how to see from each other's perspective and grow together despite their differences. But I want to say this, it's not despite their differences, it's adarabba. You're supposed to grow from the differences. Husband and wife are mashlim each other. They're supposed to be there to complete one another. That's, you know, when Chava is created, she's taken off of Adam, they have to come back together again. Because the nekuda of marriage is that you have to find someone who's very different than you, meaning you try to find someone that you like, but by definition she's different because she's a woman, so she's different. And you have to be able to learn how to get along and grow together with each other's differences in mind. But that gufa is the shlemus marriage leads you to. Because without that shlemus, you're never going to see things from that perspective. You're going to see things from the man's bubble, and that's it. And there'll be times where you say, I don't understand what in the world she's talking about. She makes no sense at all. And you will say that. But you have to grow to say, no, I understand there's another perspective here. There's an emes to that as well. And the two perspectives together, they have to come together to create the shlemus of ish v'ishto. That's in a certain sense is the highest type of divuk chaverim, that you're finding someone who's totally different than you by definition because she's the isha, and you're growing to understand her perspective, which is really a polar opposite of yours, you know, at its core, because she's a woman and you're a man. And despite that, you're learning how to get along and grow with each other. And eventually, that you see that a person develops a shlemus, and you can understand things from both perspectives because you've spent time working on your shalom bias and understanding your wife. It's a very hush of a thing. So even if you're not married yet, lemaisa, you have it with friends. You have friends which do see things differently than you. And you're supposed to try to figure out not why I'm right, but let me understand his perspective. What's good chavrusa? A good chavrusa is not why you're always arguing you're right. A good chavrusa shaf is where you're trying to see what he's saying and think about it. So he might be wrong, he might be right, and you'll argue back if you think he's wrong. But you have to take the time to think about it. If you don't think of what he's saying, that's terrible chavrusa shaf. You're not gaining anything from him. You have to think of what he's saying. You have to consider that perspective. It opens up your mind to something much different than you were thinking. And then you can decide right or wrong. But lemaisa, your mind has been opened. You've gone beyond your bubble. So this Kenyan Torah is not just in how do you talk out shir with your chavrusa. It's about having just, you have to have chaverim, you have to have people that you speak to, people you associate with. It's a very important part of life, you know, not just because you're lonely and bored, but because you need it to become a bigger person. It expands you by having chaverim. So if we were to focus for a moment on dibuk or dikta chaverim, so it's the importance of having someone to speak out points from shir with. It's important to having friends in general and understanding what quality friends actually are. They promote steiging and ruchnius. They promote growth, and they help us be exposed to other approaches in the mind, so that we can understand life and turn everything differently. And then you can. So why is it a Kenyan Torah Magufa? Because once you can see things from other perspectives, you can approach Torah much differently now. You can understand the svara you couldn't understand before. Now that you've been exposed to a different style of thinking, you chap the svara. We'll speak about it more, Mirtz Hashem, at a later kinyan, but it's not only with friends, it's life experiences. When you understand the world better, you understand Torah better too. We'll talk about that one, Mirtz Hashem, it's number like 14 or something. 13. We'll get to that one. But when you understand life more, when you understand more perspectives around you, then it allows you to understand Torah much better as well. Okay, so the Maisa guys, how do we work on Dikduk or Dibuk Chavirim?
Listen to what your chavrusa says. Don't say I'm right.
Okay.
Hear him out.
Good. That's push it. Hear out your chavrusa. When your chavrusa is speaking, don't just sit there thinking, how am I going to tell him he's wrong? Really think about what he's saying. Consider that perspective and let your mind be opened up that there are other approaches to a sugya than what you think. Good, Avram. What else? You got work on building? Yeah, Meir.
I think in Perek Beis in Perkei Avos somewhere it says something about like silence is one of the best ways of learning.
Yeah.
So the only way to really learn is to be silent and you can listen. So understanding that by listening is a great way of learning, and you need someone to talk in order for you to listen. So you have to be close to someone in order to be able to fulfill this.
Okay, good. So you're saying that to learn the art of shtika. To be silent and listen to somebody else. is also part of being able to take in what friends have to offer. You good? Yeah, Yechiel. I can't really hear you though.
Don't be afraid to ask somebody else to explain something.
Good. Okay. Know that you need someone else's explanation sometimes. If it's not clear to you, don't hesitate to ask them to help explain it. You think you got Shear, but talk to your friend. Maybe you missed something. Maybe you're totally off. You know, ask a question. Or if you don't think you got Shear, ask the question for sure. Kav v'chemer, if you don't think you got Shear. Maybe if you think you got Shear, ask the question, because maybe he got something you didn't get. Very good. Anything else? Search out quality friends, I think that's so important also. Really, everyone can think through their friendships. You can think through them. It's not so hard. Who are the people that you speak to, associate with the most? Which of them do you feel are positive hashpahs upon you? And which ones are not? Hopefully most of them are positive. But everyone's going to find somewhere along the way friendships that they don't think are so positive. So then you have to decide what to do about it. I know I've had Bachram come to me in the past. You know, I have these friends. You know, well, how do you deal with it? Do you cut them off? How do you manage a friendship which is not so positive? Well, Maisa, when you chat, that you have out there, friendships aren't so positive. You have to realize they do make a difference. You know, they're mashpia upon you. And if dibul chaverim is a kinyan in chachma, l'chora that means the guy has to be a real chaver. A real chaver is somebody who's out looking out for your good and not slapping you down. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.